Yeah, I wouldn't really say a massive change in the difficulty of partnership. I mean, ICRC itself is not the easiest organization to partner with, because we tend to be quite kind of self-contained. But I think one of the interesting things that's been raised in this discussion is really the role of the technology developers in starting to considering the implications of the technology they're developing. And where there's a bit of a paradox at the moment, where you have, I would say, slow movement in multilateral discussions about how you might deal with issues raised by new technologies applied to weapons or new types of means of warfare. You have some proposals coming out of large technology companies for regulation in areas in cyberspace, specific technologies like facial recognition, and then you have proposals for ethical principles on AI, which are being developed by the industry. I think it's an interesting. Of course, it won't replace the necessity for governments to set where they see necessary normative standards or new regulations, but given the role of those companies in developing technologies, their power and influence, both nationally and internationally, I think it's certainly an interesting dimension that will play into regulation of new technologies. But it's also something that's important for organizations such as ours, which we aren't obviously in a sort of IT organization, so we need to learn also the implications of technology developments, and it's useful to talk to those developing it to understand better the consequences.